Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's big, bad, and trending.
Sponsored by Jerry Chevrolet and their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 48,000 miles. Visit Jerry Chevrolet at the corner of Paring Parkway and Joppa Road or online at jerrychevrolet.com.
At 105.7 The Fan.
What's trending in social media? I always felt like Robert Kraft was closer to Tom Brady than he was to Bill Belichick. I always felt like when Tom Brady left the organization, Robert Kraft felt some kind of way towards Bill Belichick because of that. I think he wanted him to retire as a Patriot.
Yeah. Agree with that, too. I always felt that way, that they were closer. But it's also something where you brought a guy in Tom Brady, and all you did was win with him. And then now after the fact, you have a guy that you hired that you were eventually going to either let walk on his own or fire him.
Yeah, according to ESPN report from Dan Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler, a conversation Kraft had with Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank was the main reason for the Falcons' past on Belichick as head coach. It went to Raheem Morris. The Falcons were the only team that really engaged with Belichick during the hiring process for a portion of the offseason. Every other team with the head coach opening passed on him, not even offering him an interview. But the Falcons appeared to be serious about Belichick, or at least Blank was. He reportedly had two lengthy interviews with Belichick. Later on, basically, he was warned about Belichick by Kraft. According to Belichick, Kraft found Bill to be extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn and in the end not worthy of his trust and also very, very, very arrogant. These are quotes. A spokesperson from Kraft denied to ESPN that the Patriots owner said anything negative about Belichick during his conversation with Blank. Well, there's smoke, there's fire. This didn't come out of nowhere, Jeremy.
Yeah, so how do you feel about it? Because there's two different ways to take this, because you could sit here and say that, all right, if someone came to me and asked an honest assessment of someone that worked for me, that no longer works for me, do I give them that assessment and be honest about it, or is it not my place to say anything? Like, look, we had a long relationship. I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but...
Depends on how well I know you.
And I think that's very fair.
Yeah, how well I know you. If I'm filling out an official email, send an official email that I know can be seen by others, yeah, I'm going to say all the right things because you can't give. You legally can't do it.
Yeah.
But if I know you well, I'm going to tell you the truth because I can't tell you. I can't be friends with you and tell you lies. You know what I mean? I can't or mislead you in any way. Also, according to ESPN, Belichick had no knowledge about what Kraft reportedly said on the phone call and thought he had the Falcons' job in a bag. This is what I did not find out. Belichick found out with the rest of the world that the Falcons hired Morris. They didn't even call him and tell him. So you interviewed a man twice and you don't call him and tell him that you're moving in another direction?
Just wait for him to hear it on ESPN.
You know what it is. You saw it on TV.
Yeah. You know what the deal is. We got Raheem now. Take your sorry ass somewhere else. We all said the same thing. It's like, why does Bill Belichick have to interview for a job? Why didn't he just say, you guys know who I am. Do you want to win or not? Like, and again, I know the last couple years in New England weren't all that pretty, but he didn't have a lot of talent, and a lot of that's still on him. But, you know, with some of the names that were out there, I think a lot of us were shocked that nobody kicked the tires on Bill Belichick.
I'm not.
I mean, I am, just because he's had so much success in this league, and everybody chases it.
His success is directly tied with one person. When that one person left, he continued to be successful, and Belichick did not. To me, that knocked a lot of shine off of Belichick's accomplishments. It did. And on top of that, he's known to be arrogant and tough to work with. He's known to be that. So you're not bringing Tom Brady with you, and I know how difficult it is to work with you. I'll pass. I said it before. I think I told you guys on air. If I'm an owner and I'm hiring, I wouldn't even interview Bill Belichick.
Mm-mm. I would have.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, look, I understand the fact they're saying that he could be someone difficult to deal with. He was successful, so I fully expect he's going to want control and power. But it's up to you if you feel like you want to give it to him. But I'm also one of those guys, too, where I do appreciate some of the younger guys in the league that I think are geniuses or at least really sharp. Because the first guy I would have hired, I've said it, been Mike McDonald over everybody.
Bill Belichick benefited from having arguably the greatest football player, offensive football player, the past 25, 30 years.
Randy Moss was good.
No.
He had him for a while.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Rob, I don't know if this is something, too, where
Randy Moss fell off, and then He struggled in Oakland. He needed a quarterback.
Nope. Yeah, he needed a quarterback.
That's my point.
He didn't struggle.
I didn't say he was done. I said he fell off.
No, he didn't fall off. He was the same player.
But my point is,
they just didn't get him the damn ball.
My point is, Tom Brady can win with anybody. Randy Moss can't. Not because Randy Moss is less of a player, but Randy Moss plays a position that depends on other people to do things to make him successful.
But why do
Tom
we say,
Brady raises people to his level.
Why do we say he can win with anybody? He didn't win every year.
Who, Brady?
I mean, yeah, he won a lot of them. I mean, he won every year.
Brady got to the AFC Championship game with Recy Caldwell. Recy Caldwell. As his leading receiver.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Who else got
there? They had a top five defense every year, too. And they cheated.
A lot of teams had top five defenses that didn't go far. You just got this thing that, you know, that Peyton Manning.
Guy's the best.
Oh, my God. All I know is Randy Moss went from 42 catches of 553 yards to 98 catches, 1,400 yards.
They didn't have a quarterback.
And 23 touchdowns. That's my point. When he went with the best quarterback in the league.
Randy didn't fall off. The quarterback fell off.
Okay, Randy's numbers fell off.
Thank you.
You feel better about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not fighting you this morning. I don't care who's wrong or right. I just don't really want to fight no more. I don't care. 410-583-1057 is the number. Did Robert Kraft do Bill Belichick wrong?
Yeah. He did. Of course he did. He didn't get the job. But was it wrong that he did it? That's the only thing I don't know. Because, again, I don't know what the relationship's like between he and Arthur Blank.
All right. If you were hiring somebody, you once had a business, somebody took it from you. But let's say you still had that business and you wanted to hire somebody. And you asked me about someone I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I owe it to you My relationship with you is to tell you the truth. Because anything less than that, if I hide anything from you and you find out, and you find out that I knew, then our relationship changes.
Well, that's what the whole thing is about, the relationship. Yeah. He doesn't have a relationship with Bill Belichick anymore. At some point down the line, you'd hope they rekindle that, hug, shake hands, and just celebrate whenever their teams, all those years they're going to celebrate for all the championships they won.
I'm sorry. I was wrong by throwing you under the bus about your business.
It's okay. I'm on my way of getting it back. So
you are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what people in Baltimore kept saying until they got the Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
All right.
I'll let the chips fall where they may, buddy.
Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, Jonas Schaefer was at the Ravens press conference yesterday. Hear what he has to say about the addition of Derrick Henry and what it means to this team up next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Fan wants to hear from you. Text the Plaza Ford text line, 410-583-1057. The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade. 1057 The Fan.
9:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from the Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. He is Jonas Schaefer. What's going on,
Baltimore
Jonas?
Baltimore Banner.
I'm sorry, Jonas.
Hey, reporters make moves, too.
He entered the transfer portal.
Big NIL deal. Big NIL deal.
Now, before we go on, I know you were at the press conference yesterday. Derrick Henry, addition to the offense, we heard with Roquan Smith had to say about him. Your thoughts on the addition of Derrick Henry to this offense?
Man, he's a big dude. That's about all I can say. It was pretty jarring to go from Roquan, one of the biggest, baddest linebackers in the league, and then here comes Derrick Henry just swallowing him up with his shadow. I mean, it's you know, he's 30 years old, so it's going to be tougher for him to maintain that incredible physical peak. But I would not want to bring him down. And, you know, considering we got the draft coming in next week, you know, I think the Ravens are going to see, with Lamar Jackson coming back and potentially a good offensive line, you know, being put in place for next year, they're going to see a lot of crowded boxes next year. So I think it's on the you know, front office right now to find a wide receiver core, maybe another X receiver to replace Odell in 2024 that could really you know, kind of give defenses this doom if you do, doom if you aren't kind of proposition. You're going to have to either commit resources to stopping Derrick Henry up the middle, or you're going to leave these wide receivers up in one-on-one coverage on the sidelines. And I think that's a really, really exciting prospect if you're John Harbaugh and Todd Monken.
Are you intrigued at all to watch him lift weights? Because, like, I mean, we've heard the stories of how crazy some of the things can be. I can only imagine it's like those workout videos where you see the guy take the couch out of the lobby and put it on his back, and then he's got that little roller thing in front of him, or he's doing pull-ups with something tied to him. The old James Harrison workout videos when they would come back from trips were kind of crazy. Any of that, like, are you interested at all to see that?
I kind of have to be. But, and I am following him on Instagram. It doesn't. I don't think I've seen any of the crazy James Harrison type workouts. I think it's a lot of stability stuff. It's a lot of proprioception stuff. I haven't seen anything as insane as James Harrison or any like of the other kind of bodybuilders / NFL players in the league. I'll keep my eyes out for it, but I think it's just a normal guy doing a lot more weight than your typical NFL running back.
Jonas Schaefer joins us from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, being there with the team, covering the team, do you think you have any more insight of what they might do next Thursday in the draft, or are you just as confused as the rest of us?
I think I'm confused. I think I'm thoroughly confused. I do think that Eric DaCosta, you know, he's such a clever guy that you have to wonder if these are, you know, breadcrumbs that he's leaving us intentionally. But he talked at the draft presser last week about how, you know, in some cases, player in-person workouts can be very, very important for determining someone's quality and capability and potential at the next level. And I know that of the guys the Ravens have, you know, been linked to in that first round, Jordan Morgan, the offensive tackle, who could be a guard, could be a tackle in Baltimore, was someone that they spent a lot of time working out with at his pro day. So, again, I don't know if that necessarily means that he's kind of priming the pump, so to speak, for the Ravens taking him because they spent a lot of time with him and they probably liked what they saw. But I thought that was pretty interesting just in terms of figuring out where they might go based on what Eric DaCosta said last week.
How do you feel about the division? Because it does feel like that everyone's kind of improved. And maybe that's the debate with the Ravens with some of the players they lost. But the other three teams, I mean, you get Burrow back healthy. I know you have the T. Higgins issue, and you know they'll make some adds. But we look at the Steelers making trades and even the Browns adding some players as well. What do you think of the division headed into the draft here?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely gotten better. I just still think the Ravens, when you look at it from a kind of unit-by-unit perspective, I think they have clearly the most well-rounded team. You know, obviously, Pittsburgh goes in and gets a couple quarterbacks, but they also lose Deontay Johnson, who wasn't great last year, but has been a really nice wide receiver, and that core is maybe not as vaunted as it once was. Cincinnati obviously has this incredibly high ceiling as an offense, but that defense last year was dreadful, and, you know, to lose DJ Reader from that run defense, which was also just terrible, I think it's a really, really significant loss. They lost Chidobe Awuzie, one of their top cornerbacks for the past couple of years, so they probably won't be as bad as they were last year on defense, but I still think it's a ways away from being as close to good as their offense was. And then, you know, the Browns, I mean, obviously they have just an absurd amount of talent, but do they have a quarterback? You know, it was Joe Flacco at the end of last year, and we all saw how spectacularly that imploded in the playoffs. So even though the Ravens lost a heck of a lot of talent this offseason, I still think it makes all the sense in the world that they're the preseason favorite.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, tell folks in Baltimore how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, man. Just Jonas underscore Schaefer, Schaefer on Twitter. And got a lot of great draft stuff coming out this week and next week. And yeah, it's going to be a good time, guys.
Thanks a lot, Jonas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jonas.
Appreciate it.
All right. Jonas Schaefer, yeah. Baltimore Banner.
Was with the Baltimore Sun.
Yeah, it was. I just, yeah, it's my bad.
You asked me. I said the same thing. I said, yeah, it was always Baltimore Sun. And I went, oh, that's right. He did move to the Banner.
What did he say? Transfer reporter?
Yeah. But, you know, as you look at the Ravens drafts, we're a week away, right? Is it a week or two?
A week.
Week, yeah. God, April's just moving by so fast, man.
You think?
Yeah. Isn't tomorrow's a holiday, right?
What's tomorrow?
No, Saturday's a holiday. It's 420.
Oh.
Earth Day.
Yeah, Earth Day.
You guys ready to clean up the back river tomorrow?
By the time you come into my neighborhood, going to Essex tomorrow.
We ain't got enough help to clean up the back river.
No, you don't.
Hey, man, we're going to do our part. Well, yeah. Odyssey cares. One thing.
We'll go there, take the picture, and hop on a bird.
That's right. You're getting out. Oh, you know what? I'm surprised you're not going back to see your dentist this weekend.
Who?
In Kansas City.
Oh.
The Orioles are headed to KC.
Root canal. Like, who are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yeah. Let's go to Ed and Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm gonna definitely do my part for Earth Day.
Earth Day.
I feel, you know, it's going to be sativa indica. I'm going to let you know right now. But look, oh, yeah, right there. I'm happy. I don't pay attention to stuff like OTAs, but I was really happy that everybody, it means something to them when everybody reports, all the veterans report, because they got to get this thing on. They can't just report on August 1st. So I was pleasantly pleased that all the veterans are reporting, because they got a lot of things to get together, Rob. I mean, that's like putting in it's not a new offense, but it's offense that they're not used to running as far as with Derrick Henry. And I think that Lamar, do you think, Ed, and I mean, do you think Rob and company, that Lamar, he's going to have to be under center a lot. So is that going to be an adjustment? Like you do basketball, Rob, your point guard.
I don't know if he has to be up under center more.
Do you think he gives the big fella, you know, Jeremy, we talked about the girth.
Yeah.
Don't you think he gives the big fella a better, like I look at Tannehill. With a lot of his bootlegs and waggles the first couple of years, he scored a lot on the goal line because of the influence of Derrick Henry coming out of the eye. But you might be right.
You're getting a head start anyway, Coach. I mean, if I give you the ball and give you a 7-yard run to the line of scrimmage versus you get a run and I give you the ball as you get there, you're still getting the same running start. So I don't know how being in the shotgun, not being in the shotgun, affects that running start.
I'm old school. I'm thinking fullback, the old Ravens with Ray Wright, you know, fullback type of thing. But they can do it. I guess they can do it the same way.
I mean, look, he's worked primarily in a lot of that I formation. And I'm sure Derrick Henry's going to bring some of the stuff that they had in Tennessee, or at least some of the plays that he likes to run and talk to him about it. But I don't see a reason why they can't use it in a pistol or in a shotgun or any formation.
You can't completely take Lamar out of his game because you want to put Derrick Henry in more comfortable. You can't do that. Lamar Jackson's an MVP too, two-time. Two-time. So you can't take me out of my mold because you're trying to make somebody else comfortable. I don't get that. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, I got some breaking news that I'll throw out there. There's an NBA player that's going to miss a few weeks headed into the postseason, and this kind of sucks, but I'll tell you who that is. I'll give you the plays for the day. Last night, I got my ass kicked. Lost a lot of close ones, too. I had the Twins, Orioles walk-off. I had an under, barely goes over. I had an over, barely goes under. Our pets' heads are falling off. I'll tell you what went right, what went wrong, and it's a light day. I'll give you my favorite plays for the day coming back here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. This postseason, bet in person at the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. With locations in Canton and Towson, and enjoy the best-in-class sports wagering experience at their state-of-the-art facilities. Bringing an unmatched sports betting thrill.
105.7 The Fan.
The Sixers win. They hang on. Miami makes a three. The ball is inbounded by Kyle Lowry to Joel. Maxey there is two. The ball went off the fingertips and out of bounds, but the buzzer sounded. The Sixers advance. They're playing the New York Knicks in round one Eastern Conference basketball. The final 105-104.
Yeah, F those guys. It went over by a point. I had the under. Yankees Blue Jays got lucky in that one as it went over. That was my one win in my top five. I went 1-4. Texas Detroit, they scored a late run for it to go over. Broke my heart. And then I had the Twins walk-off win. I'm not as upset over that because my team won, but I thought the Twins were in a better spot yesterday. And as we look at it, I told you there was some breaking news. Jimmy Butler apparently has a torn MCL. And according to Shams and a few other people, he could be out weeks.
That's wrong.
Why?
He's not going to be out weeks. That's the wrong report.
That's what it says right here. Jimmy Butler's expected to be out multiple weeks with an MCL injury.
That's wrong.
How?
because they're going to lose tomorrow night.
To the Bulls?
So he's not going to be out for weeks.
Well,
he's just going to be out for one game.
They're still 1.5-point favorites, even with Jimmy Butler out over Chicago.
Mm-mm, they're losing tomorrow.
Ugh, the Bulls are going to get in and face the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins gets the opportunity to get swept by the Celtics. The Heat have been a tough out, though, but without Jimmy Butler, I think that's going to be extremely difficult.
Oh, yes.
Extremely difficult. So you got that going there. There's no NBA tonight. There is some NHL. The one thing I see in the NHL is Seattle, Minnesota. I kind of like it over six, but I don't love it. You know, it's kind of a, you know, what do we have? We have five games tonight. There's a few more that are popping up here. So I'll take a longer look at it a little bit later. The only thing that interests me was Seattle and Minnesota. Those were perennial under teams, and it's six, and everybody's betting the under. So I'm obviously going to be on the over here in this particular matchup. As far as baseball goes, there's five games or six games, only three games that I like. The Red Sox and Cleveland, that game to go over. And why would I state that? The two worst pitchers on the slate, Cooper Criswell, Carlos Carrasco, they're both in this game. Carrasco, I'm sorry, I love Cookie. Battled back from cancer, he stinks. Cooper Criswell came in last time in a spot start and he was really good, which he's not. So in my algorithm,
he was good, but he's not.
Yeah. Of the top five hitters or top 10 hitters in my algorithm, six of them are either Red Sox or Cleveland players. So loving the over here at 9.5. I think this is going to be the highest scoring game of the day, or at least it should be. Like the Giants to knock off the D-backs, Logan Webb grades out as the best pitcher on today's slate. He'll be going up against Ryan Nelson, who's not very good. Giants should win this game, -145. You might find some 140s, 150s out there. I like the Tigers. Tigers are much better this year. It's Kent Tomita going up against Jack Leiter, who, you know, interesting prospect for the Rangers. Want to see him pitch. But I like this Tigers team. And I think when you look at it, their bullpen's solid.
Mm-hmm.
They gave one up last. God bless it, man. Was in a perfect spot last night to win that game, and some late scoring happened. And it just feels like that's the way yesterday went. So we move on today. But of the plays, I'd say that Red Sox over is my favorite play. But I'm on the Red Sox over, Giants, and the Tigers. There's not much today, guys. There's going to be a ton tomorrow, so I'm excited about that. NBA playoffs getting underway. Let me talk a little bit about it here real quick as we just got this moment to discuss. So you're going to get on Friday, you get Chicago-Miami. Again, Miami about a 1.5-point favorite. You're also going to get New Orleans and Sacramento. New Orleans is a 1.5-point dog to Sacramento, which surprises me. And then on Saturday, we'll get some of the mainstays playing. You'll get a full slate of games across the board.
So you don't think that Miami line moves at all?
It moved a point already.
Okay.
I think the betting markets will change it, but I think because it's right around a pick 'em, I don't know how advantageous it is to try to jump on something now or wait, because if it does get to it, you might get a point. You might be favored by a point. Almost feels like a pick -1 if you're going through your local. But yeah, so Saturday, Orlando, Cleveland start early, and in the nightcap, we'll have LA and Denver. I'll have to wait to see what the spreads look like for the other games, but I do think we're going to see a bunch of low scoring games. So stay tuned for that. Again, my favorite play today, the Red Sox and the Guardians to go over the 9.5.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It just, for me, is very, I don't know. I don't see how they win. I don't see how they still favor without Jimmy Butler.
Well, because it's just not going to move as much as you think. Like I said, would the Bulls get a 2-point favorite? Is that, if you like the Heat, are you going to shy away from it? It's just like if this was, let's say Miami was favored by 8 or something and he leaves, like could we see that line drop to something that, okay, it's more reasonable, it makes sense, but damn near a pick 'em, it's going to come down to fouls at the end of the game anyway. So I don't know that it matters as much. And that's not me like saying that it never matters. I'm just saying with these two teams and how slow this game should be played.
I agree. Also, you know, if you're one of these people like me who I don't write down Jeremy's picks and right before the game starts, I want to remember what he had to say, download the app, the Odyssey app, and you can play it again.
You can listen anytime.
Yeah.
So
listen live as well. So, again, we tell people that because I think you get caught into the habit of – when you get out of your car, your radio goes off, you miss the rest of the show, and you may go back later and listen to it. That's great. Do that. But you can also listen live right there on your phone.
I heard from three people this week, all regarding gambling.
Right.
two that moved out of town, and one that his job changed and he doesn't get to listen to the morning show, but he says he does because he listens on the Odyssey app later in the day. I mean, you can literally listen to whatever show you want at any time. So. Yeah. And it's all on there.
It's all on there. So life keeps moving, but you can always listen to the show. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today right here on The Fan. Mic check, 1, 2.
Thank you. Far too kind.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big, bad encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7, The Fan.
For one last time, I need y'all to roar.
And you know how cool this is? The last time that cat pitched, there wasn't an Odyssey app.
There was not an Odyssey app.
Were there apps, Joe, the last time you pitched? I think so. We had smartphones then. Yeah.
There was not a... That's a good point. I don't even know if that was an Odyssey.
Yeah.
The last time he pitched. I don't. And on top of that, he doesn't even get the win. Who are we talking about? This cat that pitched yesterday named Albert Suarez. Who?
Al.
Albert Suarez.
I said this year, I was like, damn, he ain't pitched in 4 years. And Joe goes, 7.
The last time he pitched, they were the Devil Rays.
He was one of the Orioles' 420-game winners.
Joe, the last time he pitched, the Oakland A's were battling for first place in the AL West.
The last time he pitched, the mound was flat.
And so was the earth.
Caught the ball on a bounce. It was an out.
Exactly. The ball bounced over the fence. It wasn't a ground rule double. It was a home run.
His glove was made out of a milk carton.
Him and Ed were born on the same day.
His glove was made out of a milk carton. And that's how Mike Elias found him. On that same milk carton.
You guys will see cicadas every 14 years, Suarez every 7. It's like, what is going on?
Dude.
This year we're going to get cicadas, we've got a total eclipse, and we got Suarez.
And that's the encore for the day. You think we got all the life out of that one?
As much as we could.
It's a great story, though, Jeremy. I mean, honestly, what were your expectations of him yesterday?
I mean, I was impressed because I didn't have any expectations, really. A lot of times when you get a minor leaguer called up, and even one that's, look, he's a vet in the minors. He's been there so long. He's bounced around. He's pitched everywhere. Guy's the freaking Johnny Cash of baseball.
I was just thinking about that.
He's been everywhere, man. But yeah, you have to say it's impressive, and he's earned himself at least another start, I believe, with how he pitched yesterday.
Yeah. Also, I mean, the hitting of the Orioles, someone hit me up on Facebook, and it gave me goosebumps as I was typing it. But look at the bottom of this order. You had yesterday Mullins, Kowser, and Westberg batting 6th, 7th, and 8th. Those are top of and middle of the order hitters everywhere else. But on this club, no. There's 6th, 7th, 8th hitters. And it's not like you criticize Brandon Hyde for it, because the guys that he has batting at the top of and the middle of the order are legit. That's how deep this lineup is.
Yeah, you've got a lot of talent. And, you know, you've been talking about Jordan Westberg quite a bit, but now I've heard more and more people talking about him, too. Like, this guy's – I told you, and I know it's the easy comparison because people are going to look at it. He reminds me of J.J. Hardy. Like, all the routine plays, always made. He's always there. Even the throwing motion, that overhand throwing motion coming down, like, it kind of looks like him. And then he's got a little pop in his bat that I don't think gets enough credit for – You know, he's hit some big home runs already for us this season.
Yeah. I told you, I think he's a 25 to 30 home run guy. I do. I think he's a 25 to 30 home run guy. I think he's going to be one of those guys, going to make it to some all-star games, going to win a couple Silver Slugger awards. You know what I mean? Maybe a top 10 MVP or two down his career. But he's just going to be rock solid year in and year out. I don't think there's a lot of weaknesses in this game.
I don't think so either. But again, I can't wait until we get to see the Yankees and Jays and some of these other teams that we're going to see within the division. I always like those. And you know, like hearing all the talk about the Yankees, I definitely want to see them. Get them in here. Bring your Juan Soto. Bring in some of your new pitchers. Let's see what things look like. But they're coming back to the pack a little bit. Still, yeah, they're a really good team.
They're a very good team. But, you know, no one keeps up that pace that they started on. Now time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned. Sponsored by
LifeBridge Health. Care bravely. For more information, visit lifebridgehealth.org and stay tuned after what we learned for your daily Care Bravely check-in.
A couple of days today. Today is National Exercise Day. This is a good one. National Get to Know Your Customers Day. I told you, I think customer service nowadays just absolutely stinks. So use this as the day to write it. National Get to Know Your Customers Day. Also, National Animal Crackers Day. You like animal crackers?
I do. Love animal crackers.
I used to. National Columnist Day.
So columnist?
Columnist, like Mike Preston and all those guys. And National High Five Day. High five.
Wasn't that invented by a baseball player? The high five?
Yeah,
yeah, it was Dusty Baker. And, yeah.
The Dusty, I thought somebody else invented
Dusty
it.
Dusty Baker and another guy. Was,
well, he didn't
Kirk,
do it by
was
himself.
Was it Kirk Flood?
No. I don't know if it's Kirk Flood.
No, Glenn Burke.
Yeah.
The high five.
Yeah, he didn't do it. Dusty Baker. Well, somebody else wasn't it. Yes.
The self high five.
It wasn't a high five with himself.
Hey, man, you don't
That's
know.
Diamond Page was the self high five.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Okay. Still, Diamond Page, self-high five. That's because nobody else liked them. All right, also a couple of birthdays today. Nate Archibald, celebrating the birthday today. Derek Brooks, former linebacker, celebrating the birthday today. And my guy, Miggy, Miguel Cabrera, celebrating the birthday today. What you got for me over there, Con?
I made up a new word. I think I'll call it plagiarism. No? What do you call it when you mix alcohol and American literature? Tequila Mockingbird, Joe.
One of my favorite restaurants in Ocean City.
It's nice, isn't it? I like that place.
A man walked into a hardware store and picked up a can of fly spray. He said, "Is this good for wasps?" He asked the assistant, to which she replies, "No, it kills them."
I actually like that one.
I like this
one. Is it good for wasps?
My wife told me.
Is it good for wasps? No, it kills them.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
I do.
No, you didn't. You said,
it was all right. When my wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo, I had to put my foot down.
Oh, boy.
So bad.
Oh, boy.
Here, all these are like, there's some just really bad ones that we've had here. I ordered a chicken and egg on Amazon. I'll let you know. I did like this one. A friend of mine asked me if I've seen the film Tractor. No, I replied, but I've seen the trailer.
It's rough today, man.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
Scientists are studying.
Give us one good one on the way out.
No, that's a bad one. See, some of these are just really bad. I had a good one. I lost it. Here we go. I was told I could look at the eclipse through a colander. I tried, but it strained my eyes.
I didn't like that one.
Did you?
No.
You didn't like that one?
No. Well, Jeremy, good news is this.
What?
That's some afternoon baseball today. So yes, we can get over those jokes with that. 110 Rangers versus Tigers.
Did I tell you about the flyer I received on anger management the other day?
No.
I lost it.
Vinny and Haney up next. Get you out of here. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Thursday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.